Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Toronto is in a red zone and movie theaters are closed, but the fall film festival season continues with Real Asian, featuring films from East, Southeast, and South Asia and the diaspora, and Cinefranco, showing new French-language films from Europe, Africa, and Quebec. This week, I'm looking at three new festival movies. There are three young Japanese guys sent back in time, an English woman who digs up dinosaur bones, and a grumpy French artist who wants to go back in time so people will stop treating him like a dinosaur. Ammonite, written and directed by Francis Lee. It's the 1840s in Lyme Regis, a small town in Dorset, England. Mary Anning, played by Kate Winslet, lives with her mother, Molly, in a small house attached to a tourist shop. She sells seashells by the seashore. Fossils, to be exact, the remains of ancient dinosaurs. Her archaeological findings are on display in the British Museum, but as a woman, she gets no credit for her discoveries and is blocked from joining the male scientists. But she continues her dogged work each day on the cliffs and pebbled beach, which is why she's uninterested when Murchison, a rich London dilettante, knocks on her door unannounced. Mary is gruff and headstrong and has no time for fools. But he persists. He's a scientist, and he loves her work, and he wants her to mentor him, and he'll pay her well for her time. He's accompanied by his young wife, Charlotte, played by Saoirse Ronan, who suffers from melancholia. But when he takes off for the continent, Mary is stuck taking care of the depressed woman. She's uninterested in frail, pale Charlotte until she takes ill and almost dies. Mary nurses her back to health, and the two women discover an unknown connection. Is this love, lust, or just a passing fantasy? And what will happen when Murchison comes back? Ammonite is a beautiful historical drama, a romance based on real-life characters. Kate Winslet and Saoirse Ronan play the passionate pair in a relationship riddled with jealousy, class differences, and misunderstandings, but also friendship as they explore new grounds both emotionally and sexually. With really great performances set against a stark, cold world of water, pebbles, and bones, Ammonite is an exquisite love story. Labyrinth of Cinema, written and directed by Nobuhiko Obayashi. A movie theater near Hiroshima, Japan, is closing down after many years, so everyone in town shows up for the final night. There's Noriko, an innocent young girl in a sailor suit, played by Dae Yoshida, who says she learns about history by going to movies. Mario, a nerdy film buff, played by Takuro Atsuki. Hosuke, a war movie fanatic, with little round glasses, played by Takehito Hosoyamada, and Shigeru, a flashy-dressed son of a Buddhist monk, played by Yoshihiko Hosodo, who moonlights as a debt collector for the Yakuza. But as the movie starts, they step into the actual film and find themselves trapped in the past. They're in the Tokugawa era, the days of the samurai, feudal Japan riddled with uprisings and civil war. Later, they're soldiers in the Japanese Imperial Army invading China. And then they end up stuck in Hiroshima on the day of the atom bomb. And at each stage of history, despite their efforts, they witness young Noriko in danger, whether it's a Chinese spy, a sex slave, or a starving Japanese girl. Can they protect innocent Noriko without being killed themselves? Or will they fall into the trap of senseless, nationalistic war? Labyrinth of Cinema is a highly stylized, experimental retelling of modern Japanese history through movies. It starts out at a confusing, frantic pace, jumping from scene to scene, recreating silent films with comical overacting. Later, it slows a bit as the scenes get darker and more troubling. Over the course of this 3-hour epic, it uncovers aspects of Japanese history, war atrocities, women-led armies, the slaughter of Okinawans by Japanese soldiers, shown in the manner of films in each era. So you got jerky movements in the 19th century and melodrama in the 30s and 40s. It's narrated through the poems of Nakahara Chuya. And the screen is also kept busy with superimposed sidebar quotes that appear to explain. The various characters are played by the same group of actors, alternating roles in a theatrical style. This is director Obayashi's last film. He died of cancer after completing it this summer. And he was known both for his TV commercials and his horror movies. Labyrinth of Cinema is a long, devastating survey of history and war. And if you want to really understand Japan, really understand it, you should watch this experimental epic. La Belle Époque, written and directed by Nicolas Bedos. Victor, played by Daniel Otoi, was once a successful cartoonist known for his graphic novels and editorial cartoons. But when his newspaper goes digital, he loses his job and no one reads his comics anymore. Now in his 60s, he's unemployed, bitter, and depressed, a dinosaur who can't keep up with the times. He's been married to Marianne, a beautiful Freudian psychoanalyst, played by Fanny Ardant, for decades, but the spark is gone. She can't stand his constant complaining anymore. So one night, she just kicks him out with just his clothes, a portfolio of his treasure drawings, and a small paper card he received at a dinner party. The card is an exclusive invitation issued by Time Travelers, a high-priced service that lets you revisit the past. In their vast studio, they recreate clients' own memories using actors and scripts, accurate down to the tiniest detail. Victor goes back to the day in the 1970s when he first met his wife in a bar called La Belle Époque. Time Traveler's CEO, Antoine, played by Guillaume Canet, is an arrogant perfectionist, a tyrant who treats his actors like trash. He views each scene using hidden cameras, and with tiny mics, he shouts directions into his actors' ears as they perform. So he hires his tempestuous, on-again, off-again girlfriend, Margot, played by Doria Tillier, to play Marianne, because he wants this recreation to be flawless. Apparently, he feels he owes Victor a personal debt going way back. But Margot is too good, and Victor thinks he's actually falling in love again, but not with his wife. Can the marriage be saved, or will this high-tech recreation lead to disaster? La Belle Époque is a satirical French comedy about romance, nostalgia, and second chances. It deals with French stereotypes. All the men are either insensitive boors or intellectual bores, and the women are moody harridans. His recreated memories are funny and surprising, but still are just a simulacrum. They're not real. But as the story develops, you begin to care about the characters and join in with their laughter, their tears, and lots of twists and surprises throughout the film. La Belle Époque uses a fascinating concept to make a very entertaining movie. La Belle Epoque will play at Cinefranco Film Festival, which starts next Friday. Labyrinth of Cinema is showing at Real Asian Film Festival from November 12th through the 19th. And Ammonite, which premiered at TIFF this year, opens theatrically across Canada. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.